First is Numbers 14, verse 5. Numbers 14, 5. And it is it's the context of a man of God receiving terrible news, facing overwhelming. Numbers 14, 5. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces for all the assembly. Or today, look at the rebellion of the people against Moses and Aaron. Context here in this chapter is the people have traveled from Egypt all the way to Canaan. They're there. They've arrived at the land which is flowing with milk. Good land, it's abundant, it's flourishing. And before they are to enter this land, Moses is commanded by the Lord, pick one leader from each tribe. Pick someone who is a leader from each of these tribes, out of these million or so people. And he sends them to spy through the land for a month and a half. In this verse, that little committee of 12, they return. All respected leaders bring back a report of what they've seen. And the committee issues a majority report. The land is good. There are too many giants. Giants will kill you. We cannot enter. So the nation hears this report, and they revolt. So our focus tonight is just on Moses and Aaron. What do Moses and Aaron do as this revolt is? Well, it's very simple. There's not much here in the verse. They fell on their faces, prostrate. For the people. What you want to know is that as they do this, it is not a position of surrender. They're not falling on their faces, give up in front of the people, to the people. It is a position of prayer for the Lord. What is it that Moses and Aaron are facing? A number of things. They're facing their own helplessness. They are surrounded by about 2 million people who are revolting against. They're outnumbered. They're looking at their smallness. What good can Moses, Aaron, and Joshua and Caleb? That's 2 million. Millions of people. They're also facing a great evil. All of the people are determined. Wrong. They're putting together a plan. They've already got their interpretation of the situation, come up with their course of action. They are facing their smallness. They're facing a great evil around them. They're facing also their insufficiency. What do you do? They don't know what to do. What can you do? Nothing. Now notice what they don't do here. Faced with their insufficiency, their smallness of number, the great evil. What don't they do? They don't strive with the people. They don't contend. They also don't run away. Also, do not despair. Look at what they do. They go to God. They immediately go to God. They are on their faces going to God with their weakness, with their smallness, with the great evil rising around them, with their inability to know what to do. They know one thing. They go to God. Now, what about your own mission? What about your own situation? Are you surrounded by evil? People determining to do the wrong thing. People determined to see things the wrong way all around you. And you're outnumbered. You're one against an entire organization. Or you don't have enough resources. Just a few of you. And you don't have the wisdom. You don't have the plans. You have already done all that you can think of doing. The ship is sinking. The bills are impossible. The people want to charge into folly. They want to run into a course of self-destruction. What can you do? Can you strive against them? Fight against them? Can you run away? Escape? Just disappear? Just check out? Can you just despair? Just shut down? Just stay in bed all day? Here's what you can do. You can fall on your face before the Lord. Humble yourself under his mighty hand. He will exalt you through time. What you're saying when you do that is, I can do nothing. God, come down. This is a posture in the Christian life. This posture of prayer on your face before the Lord, both literally, but also figuratively, both literally falling on your face before the Lord, internally, spiritually, falling on your face before the Lord, calling out to him. That is a thing in the Christian life, calling out to the Lord, waiting on the Lord. That is also an active position of engagement in the Christian life. And when you do that, call upon him, wait upon him, fall on your face before him. When you do that, Christ joins you. You are not in the minority because Jesus Christ joins you. You remember what he said, Peter, in one of his great moments of testing and failure, Jesus said to Peter, I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. So what is prayer? What is falling down on your face before the Lord in prayer? Prayer is an expression of faith. Prayer is an expression of your faith. Are you troubled? Are you outnumbered, under-resourced, surrounded by evil, threatened by evil? Fall on your face and join Jesus in prayer. He lives, and he is praying.